Good morning, Eric. Heise speaking.
Hi, Superintendent Heise. My name's Larissa Donovan. I think we had arranged a time to chat this morning.
Yes, I had an impromptu meeting here. I apologize. I wasn't
no
by
worries.
My phone.
I imagine it's a very busy time for all.
Oh, yeah. That's it's an understatement.
So I was talking with your administrator there a little bit. It sounds like Bagley Schools plan to do in-person learning.
In-person.
Yes.
That's correct.
So are you guys, I think the state guidelines have a mask requirement for in-person learning, though none the same.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, masks are required unless there's a medical reason that you can't wear one, you know, asthma or some breathing difficulty or some disability. Everybody has to wear a mask or an approved face covering.
Okay, and then... Have you guys been modifying your spaces there at Bagley Schools to allow for more social distancing and things like that?
Not so much modifying the spaces. I mean, there's only so much you can do with your physical plant.
Right.
But what we are doing is rearranging the furniture to try to maximize space between students. You know, we have 26% of our kids whose families have opted for distance learning, so that's helpful in the sense of having fewer bodies in the building so we can provide more space in classrooms, but and also, you know, you've got to follow the directional signs and try to limit the congregation points and, you know, make sure that you don't have all the kids in one area at the same time. We've had to stagger our busing schedules so that we can manage the inflow and outflow of kids. You know, I like to say the devil's in the details because a lot of people haven't read the 115 pages of guidance from the state, and that's the conundrum that schools are facing is how, the big question, how, because we all want to be safe. I mean, nobody wants to contribute to the spread of this virus, and yet there's an essential function that we provide, and so it's finding that balance point. At what point are you safe to do a particular learning model, and how do you make it work? And that's been, you know, our board was split 4-3. We had a lot of discussions. We've been talking, getting a lot of input through surveys and meetings, and you know, they went into that decision very well informed with all of the different considerations, and it's you can see what's happening. I mean, schools, universities, and K-12 systems that kind of made an early decision. That's wishful thinking, really, because what we see that's happening is they're peeling back. They're pulling back to a more restrictive model because of the unpredictability and the reality of trying to run schools when you, I mean, you can't have school without people coming together, right?
Right.
And that's essentially the conundrum is you've got buildings that were designed to serve a lot of people. They're all coming together. You've got, human beings sharing space. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a bumpy ride for all of us. I think it's inevitable that this year is going to be kind of a monitor and adjust continuously situation. But, you know, our board was split 4-3, and they, you know, what we're hoping for is that we can all adjust to this new normal. It's not going to look and feel anything like school ever used to, but it is the hand that we're dealt. It's a pandemic, and we have to do what we have to do to meet all of the requirements. And then hope that our case count stays low, and that we can continue on because the kids need us. You know, we're going to do our best. I'm sure as you're talking to schools, you're hearing the same stories. But it's really a lot to get your arms around, all these moving parts and these requirements that change. And we weren't given a lot of time. You know, when the governor made his announcement, it was July 30th. So it's not like, you know, it's one thing to say plan for three scenarios. It's another thing to actually get the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, the a lot of considerations had to be taken in. It's tough. Schools have never done anything like this before.
Right.
This is uncharted territory.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your, what I'm sure is a very busy schedule, to give us the update.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I just hope that we all get through this together, and I guess that's the way we have to, right?
Right. Absolutely.
No, right. I appreciate the call.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much again. Take care.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye.